as the man who coined the phrase fake news. U.S. President Donald Trump is no stranger to discrediting the press.
When I am president, this whole rotten system of censorship and information control will be ripped out of the system at large.
Now, as questions resurface about his alleged ties to Jeffrey Epstein, and speculation grows over what might be in newly unsealed court documents, President Trump's media attacks are escalating. He's filed a $10 billion lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal and its parent company after it published a story exposing a 2003 birthday greeting he sent to Epstein, referencing their shared secrets. Late night host Stephen Colbert never held back in criticizing the Trump administration, just days after calling out CBS's parent company for a $16 million legal settlement they had with the president. His show was abruptly canceled.
Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
The yeas are 200.
Meanwhile, Congress this week approved President Trump's $9 billion in budget cuts, stripping federal funding from PBS, NPR, and key foreign aid programs.
It means fewer voices reflecting the richness of who we are as a nation, fewer stories about what connects us and brings us closer together. And for millions, especially in rural areas, it means losing access to trusted local news, emergency alerts, and everyday connection.
Concerns are mounting over the future of media freedom in the U.S. And with the Epstein documents still looming in the background, critics fear the pressure on the press may only intensify as the public demands answers.